Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is June 13th, year 2010, and it's the third Sunday after Pentecost, since the Sunday within the octave of the Sacred Heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forever and ever. Amen.
Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We have another victim of the apostate Jews. So our brother Rick Gonzalez up in Las Vegas, New Mexico, does not have to feel alone. I know he doesn't, because he's amongst the many people who lose their jobs, get fired by this invisible hand that comes down in the back room and just fires you for other reasons, while not really telling you why they fired you. But you know why you're fired, you know. The word goes out, fire him, get rid of him, make up an excuse, do whatever you want. I don't care. The man don't work nowhere in the United States in the university system. That's what happened to Rick. But this week we have another victim, a very major victim. Helen Thomas, she was the White House correspondent for 50 years, and she was in the press corps for 67 years. In 1943, she entered the press corps. Then she entered the White House as a White House correspondent under the Kennedy presidency in 1960. And she's been there till now, till this week, for 50 years, and she was called the dean of the White House correspondent of the press corps. And she asked, they said she was known to be tough. She asked tough questions. And she did, you see it. She asked some tough questions. She went through all these different presidents and all this, surviving, you know, her job, never losing her job. Even President Obama on her last birthday gave her a little cake and welcomed her. And all of a sudden, what caused her to lose her job through all these presidents? Somebody asked her a question that was filmed on a camera. A rabbi, an apostate Talmudic Jew, was interviewing her on what day was this?
May 27th.
On May 27th, which is Jewish Heritage Celebration Day. Interpret that to mean apostate Jewish Heritage Celebration Day, not faithful Jews. Anyway, she was being interviewed by Rabbi Nesenhoff, and he said to her, "Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today, any comments on Israel?" Helen Thomas said, "Tell him to get the hell out of Palestine." Nesenhoff said, "Ooh, any better comments on Israel?" Thomas, "Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. It's not German. It's not Poland." Nesenhoff, "So where should they go? What should they do?" Thomas said, "They go home." Nesenhoff, "Where is their home?" Thomas, "Poland, Germany." Nesenhoff, "So you're saying that you should go back to Poland and Germany?" Thomas, "And America. And everywhere else. Why push people out of there who have lived there for centuries?" See?
Okay.
That particular little exchange that took place caused her to lose her job. And what was she actually doing? Expressing her religious or ideological or political opinion about the apostate Jews in Israel. Her opinion is they don't belong in there at all. As a matter of fact, they weren't there at all for 2,000 years. So everybody should have been fired from their jobs for 2,000 years. And their home, they were not meant to have a home. She probably should have said, well, God cursed them and said they're going to wander over the face of the earth without a homeland. But she's correctly saying, let them go back to the United States. I would have said, I don't know if I agree with that one. I would say, do what Hitler said. Let's get Madagascar and put them in here. But Madagascar people are going to get angry at me. They're not so bad. The gorillas and the animals are going to get furious if you let all them Jews in there. They're going to mess up Madagascar.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't she Jewish?
No, I thought she was too. Brother Lucifer is bringing up a good... I thought she was because she looks Jewish, but she's Lebanese, so, Christian. I don't know if she's a real... She might be an Orthodox schismatic. She's Greek Orthodox. She's a schismatic, you know? But she's a Lebanese Arab. Okay, now my point on this is all she did was express her opinion that Jews don't have any right to own Israel and it belongs to the Arab-Palestinians. That's her political view. For that she got fired, folks. For that she got fired within a week.
Yep.
The press came down on her. It was advertised all over the news. She came out and tried to make some type of an apology, which she should have never done. And then all of a sudden, about a day or two later, she announces her retirement. Very convenient. Very convenient. The White House comes out and condemns her comment. Everybody's coming out and condemning her because if they didn't do that, they're in trouble with Israel. But I ask you, what is any different from what she said and from what Michael Oren said with Charlie Rose when he said, you know, really, Israel, the biblical borders belong to us. That's our dream. That's what we want. That's what we believe. But we'll settle for a two-state solution. But we want all Israel. How come he's not fired? How come other people don't get fired who come out like Hagee and say, I believe in a total, complete domination of Israel and the state of Palestine? What happened to freedom of speech, folks? In this so-called democracy where everyone's allowed to have their own opinion. She voiced her opinion and said the Jews don't belong in Israel. They don't belong in ownership. Give it back to the Palestinians. So that's her opinion. You don't agree? Tough. It got her fired. Oh, she was fired. Who can doubt it? She's in there for 50 years and all of a sudden coincidence comes after she makes this comment. A big stink comes up and 3 days later she goes into retirement. They got on the horn and said, either you retire or we're going to fire you. We're going to embarrass you. We're going to drag you through the mud. We're going to fire you. We're going to take away your pension. Oh, they threaten you with all kinds of things. You're going to be retired without pensions. We're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks. Retire and get out of this thing gracefully so we don't have to come down on you and fire you. And then we're going to take your pension away. Victim. Big victim. She went through 50 years of presidents in the White House. And not one thing ever got her to lose her job but this. And what did she say? Tell the Jews to get the hell out of Palestine. And so what? You don't agree with it? Tough. In Israel, you got a lot of people in the Israeli parliament, Jews in the United States today, who believe Israel belongs totally to the Jews. How come they're not kicked out? How come they're not fired? They're rewarded. Anybody that... So my whole point to this, though, is this is the hypocrisy of the United States about the freedom of speech, which we don't even really believe in. And their religious liberty, and you're allowed to voice all your views. She voiced it, and she's gone. She's gone. You can come out and say filthy things about Jesus Christ. You can blaspheme the Blessed Mother. You can speak about against the true Catholic Church and her dogmas. You can denigrate the Crusades and the conquistadors, and you get rewarded. All she came out was and voiced her view. And even Michael Oren voiced his view on Rose and said, well, we really believe the whole biblical border of Israel belongs to us. But we'll settle for this. That's what Hamas is saying too. Is the United States going to try to pretend to rip the religious belief out of us? No, even we can't do that. Even Catholics cannot rip false religious beliefs out of the heart of somebody. And even God doesn't do that. He just sends you to hell for all eternity if you die that way. But you can't force them. You can't force somebody to come out and say religiously something different than what they religiously believe in. That's why in Catholic states, when there's non-Catholics in there, we keep them locked up and they have to keep them to themselves. In their own homes, they can practice their false religions. You can't force them. But what they're almost trying to tell people is they're forcing people to hold that the Jews today have a right to be in Israel. And if you hold the viewpoint that only the Palestine Arabs, and that's not even our viewpoint. We believe Catholics. I'd oppose her and say, no, Catholics own Jerusalem. So she's not even right in her religious point. The true religious viewpoint, which is ours, says Jerusalem and Israel belongs to Catholics, not to the Arabs. It belongs to Catholic Arabs and Catholic Gentiles and Catholic Jews. That's what I say. But my point is, she took the other side and said, well, that's the way it was for many years. That's the way they were. Where are they going to go? And the implication is they're going to go back to Poland and Germany to be thrown in the ovens. The phony baloney Holocaust again. And I tell them, you are going to get the Holocaust. And if there really was a Holocaust, I would say the Germans really blew it. They weren't very efficient. They left enough of you bums around to ruin the world today. And the Germans are always very efficient. If they wanted to get rid of all you, there won't be one of you getting out of that place. So the thing never happened. But my point is, what she was just trying to say right here, and this is the hypocrisy of the United States, this is the backroom dirty dealing. It's not the Muslims that are dominating the world, it's the Jews. Who can doubt it? And all these people that are putting the Muslims as the number one bad guys, yes, Muslims are evil, they're infidels. So are communists who hold Marxism, communism, and atheists. But they're not as evil as the Jews. The apostate Talmud of Jews are the most evil because they're the most powerful. And Jesus Christ told us in John 8:43 to the Jews, I come in the name of the Father and you receive me not. But he that comes in his own name, him you shall receive. He's telling us in the world that the ultimate most powerful evildoers are going to be the Talmud of Jews who are bringing the Antichrist to power. How does this lady lose her job after 50 years of being a White House correspondent over this one statement? And so she's not allowed to say that? That's, you don't like what she believes in Torah. Let's take it to the vote. And even if you take it to the vote, most people are going to support Israel because they're brainwashed by the Israeli nonsense. But still, who punishes the minority? Who supposing this country, right? Aren't you the guy who loses in the minority opinion, does he get punished and lose his job? I mean, we don't go for religious liberty or freedom of speech. So I'm not talking from a Catholic dogmatic perspective. I'm talking about the hypocrisy of the harlot of the United States that's not even true to her own heresy. Her heresy of religious liberty and freedom of speech. How is this woman fired within 2 days? And she's fired, folks. You read the Rick Gonzalez persecution and what they did to him. Everybody knows that the Jew has a million ways to get rid of people from their jobs without publicly coming out and saying you lost it for this reason. Anybody who's got an ounce of common sense can see it. Obama panicked like the puppet that he is, the pandering puppet, kissing down to the Jew foot, and pandered to this thing. We condemn this. Why did he just come out and say, well, I don't hold her opinion. I don't believe the Palestine. I believe it should be a two-state solution and leave it at that. Why do you got to condemn? First of all, when you condemn, you're making a judgment as to what's good and evil. And what is your barrier for judgment? It has to be religion. See, he's making a religious judgment, isn't he? You know, even recently, I'm going to maybe do this next week. He was real weak on the Palestinians. Still, they were weak on Gaza. He says, I think Israel should change. Other states are saying, lift the whole blockade. Obama's just saying, well, they should sort of change a little bit what they're doing over there. But he never condemned it. Never. The guy's a wimp. He's a wimp. He's a wimp. Rahm Emanuel is back there moving that kid's head. Come here, kid. Shut up and do what I tell you. You do what I tell you when I tell you. Keep your mouth shut. Mr. Man of Conviction. You let a lady get fired because of this? Why don't you just come up and say this? Well, you know, the United States position does not support a total state dominated by Palestinian Arabs. We do hold that Israel is a right to Israel. We support a two-state solution. We don't agree with what Helen said, but we respect her right to say it. How come he didn't say that? How come he didn't say that, Mr. Obama? You lying bastard. That Reverend Jeremiah Wright's got more chance to save his soul than you. And he warned you that when you get into politics, you're going to become a stinking liar. You're going to become a rat, no matter how most pious you sound. But this is another warning to people what just happened here this week. Another victim of the Talmudic Jews. 50 years. She comes out and says, I don't believe the Jews have any right to own any land in Israel. It belongs to the Palestinians. And she gets fired. Folks, wake up and start look what's happening here. Stop listening to these other people that are talking about the Freemasons is the greatest evil, or the Muslims is, or the communist Marxists. It's the Talmudic Jews. Everything else is a diversion. It's this Alex Jones who never nails the Jews. The bullseye is the Jew. Yeah. And these are supposed to be the patriarch guys that go, freedom of speech! Well, how come you're not arguing, yelling about what happened to her? How can that happen to somebody for 50 years unless it's a very powerful entity that everyone's afraid of? Everyone knows this. I said even Marlon Brando. Who stood up against everybody, went out to the Philippines and got out of it, and came out and said, everyone knows the Jews control Hollywood. And they got all angry and they call him an anti-Semite. And they says, Marlon Brando never apologized to anybody. Within 2 weeks, he apologized. Mel Gibson, he apologized. They all do it. They're all kissing the foot of the Talmudic Jew. You people better wake up. That filthy foot is a stinking, rotten foot that goes right down to hell, and you're kissing demons. And you're under a curse, you're under a spell, you're under an operation of error. And the only way you're going to come out from under is to listen to what I'm telling you right now and pray to the true God, the Catholic God, to help you get the courage to do the right thing. This is just another warning to the world. How else does Antichrist dominate the whole world if not by tactics like this? If people got away with going against the apostate and Talmudic Jews, there'd be no Antichrist to rule the world. But it doesn't make it good and it doesn't make it right. There's a remnant that resists him. And if you want to be a part of that remnant, you better come and join yourself with us now before it's too late. First, I say it for the salvation of your immortal soul. And then also so you can have all the weapons to fight this combat against the Antichrist and the Talmudic Jews. And yes, the Muslims and these other entities are evil too. But they're not near as evil in the sense of dangerous or powerful as the Talmudic Jew. All she said, and somebody happened to film that thing, she's gone. That's it. All right? Lost her job. Oh, she's nicey-nicey. She comes out and voices her opinion that I don't believe Jews. She didn't say throw them in ovens. No. She didn't say kill them. She just... Anyway, you know, the Jews themselves have a hard time getting Jews to move to Israel. They'd rather stay in the United States because of all our luxuries. So what's the big deal? What are you arguing about? They could really, the United States is really Jewish controlled. This is Jewish controlled, what do they call the word they use for that? Zionist occupied government, Zozag. This whole country is under Jewish control. So this is really a paradise for Jews too. But my point is, the Jews haven't been in there for 2,000 years. So what's the big deal? She's saying anything wrong? That, first of all, she's only really saying what God is saying in a sense in relation to the Jews. This is, even though she's not doing it 100% for the right motive. Because she's not saying that it belongs to the Catholic Church. She's not Catholic. But she's saying they don't belong in Israel. That's true. That's correct. They don't belong in Israel. Okay? So now if I had any type of a government job, or I was working in the university like Rick Gonzalez was, I'm fired. You know? Right now they can't fire me because I'm not actually working with it, but they may try to. Who knows how many times they try to kill me already? I know that. I'm not stupid to what's going on. The devil doesn't want to attract attention to us unless we start getting bigger, but he's trying right now real hard to stop us. We see it in many different ways. Every day we have combats. And first he tries to get us spiritually to fall away from the faith or to commit a mortal sin so he can have power over us. We've seen it. But let this be another warning to the people in the world as these things are kicking up. That all she did was come out and say, I mean, how else can you have a people get so, these war crimes Israel is committing over there against the Palestinians, it's so one-sided and so full of lies and deceptions, and Obama does not yet come out and condemn it. Not once has he condemned it. Once you come out, you don't give your blank check to no human government, not even to a Catholic king do you give a blank check, not even to a pope. Do you give a blank check? Not even to a pope who is just, when you have a true pope, he's the most powerful man in the whole world by the jurisdiction from God. Charism and infallibility, which is a limited charism. But even him, you don't give blind obedience to nobody. Because if he was to sin very badly, you got to rebuke him. If he's to teach public heresy, you got to tell him he's no longer the pope. And you don't obey him in his sinful commands. Once you come out and say something like the United States says, us and Israel are tight, we're never going to be separated, Israel's got you. Because that's not what Netanyahu said. Even though the United States is our friend, Israel is our key interest. So they know that. Anything they do, the United States just opens up their mouth and just spurts out their defense of this Antichrist. This is what the harlot does. She brings the Antichrist to power. Okay? People say, I don't believe the Jews have any power. Are you kidding me? They're pushing evolution in the schools, Darwinian evolution. They're pushing heliocentrism. That goes way back. And all these other things, heresies. And how did you get all these books in the world teaching the same thing? So that when somebody wants to combine, refute their lies, like with creationism in the public school systems or whatever, they don't allow it. How does that happen? How does that happen? Somebody's got to be in control. One person at the top who barks out an order and everybody obeys. All right, so let's just be another warning to all the people in the world out there to get away from these nasty, filthy Talmudic Jews and to condemn them. To stay away from their apostate Israel, and the only way you're really going to be able to get the courage to do that is if you have, you don't even have to be Catholic right now to condemn the Jews, because God gives all men, even in Africa and on the island, even in Russia, the Orthodox Schismatic can get some grace, actual grace from God to resist, and by that maybe hopefully convert him into the true Catholic Church, because there are Russians, there's more hope for Russia now in China, because they stand up against these Jews, they do. Even when it comes to Israel, they're giving the UN a hard time on the Jewish-Israel issue. That's why I'm telling you, God's going to use the Chinese, the Orientals, the Russians, even, to be, because they have some goodwill in this particular area, which is granting them actual graces. There's nothing worse than a coward. And what is a coward? A coward is a man who knows that when something's been done that's just very wrong, and an injustice has been done, and he keeps his mouth shut. Not once, not twice, not three times, but consistently. Usually you may not be a coward and you keep your mouth shut once or twice and you feel ashamed of yourself. And then you were a coward, and then you don't become a coward. You stand up. But that's the whole world is under the brainwashing of the Talmudic Jews. So here's a woman, and she's almost 90 years now. She's going to be 90 years old in August. So this is what it took for her to lose her job. And she lost it by that one statement right there. America, stand up for freedom. We respect your right to speak. You have I have a right to say whatever I want. Huh? No. Look what happened to her. Speak out against feminists. Tell women they should be in the home cooking and cleaning instead of out there acting like men, like a bunch of bull men. Tell homos that they're an abomination to Almighty God and that it's disgusting. Go ahead to do that stuff. See how long you're going to be working out in a government job or a university system or anywhere even now. Any major corporation, you're done for. They're even hitting the major corporations who are not promoting enough women. And they're saying, they're giving them a black mark by saying, you don't have enough women up in the high managerial levels. You see? So what is it? What happens if a guy comes out and says, I don't believe that women ever belong in a workplace? Isn't a guy allowed to believe that? Well, you're never going to be able to rip that belief out of his heart if he wants to hold it. But the devil knows that most people give up their beliefs real easy for a little bit of money. Yeah. Offer him a little bit of bucks. Throw some money his way and he'll do anything. Guys will start putting on dress and makeup and acting like buffoons. Women will start dressing like men. Offer him a little bit of money and they'll do anything. All right, so let's just be a warning to the world out there. Just another of the many warnings. This is another victim of the Talmudic Jews. This Helen Thomas, you can even read it on the internet. It's all over the news. And so that's our sermon and news reports for today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.